Welcome to Classical Conversations. I'm Haley Taylor, and joining me today we have a special guest, Michael Whalen, who has created music for nearly 900 television shows. He's won 2 Emmys, written music, and did sound design for countless commercials. Today we're talking about his newest album, which you have said, Michael, is probably some of your best work. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, Haley, thanks so much for having me here today.
So let's talk a little bit about this new album. It's called Sacred Spaces. And from what I understand, it has a very interesting genesis, a very interesting journey to becoming this album, because it started as a classical music project.
It did. It's true. So I've written about 25 classical pieces. So, you know, I had this idea 9.5 years ago. I know, I'll write a string symphony about my search for God. And it had this very sort of ponderous, sort of huge idea. And I wrote sort of a movement and like a little bit, and then I ran out of gas. And I put the whole thing on a shelf, and years went by. And then about 2.5 years ago, my wife and I were moving from one apartment to another here in New York City. And I started looking at the material again, and I was like, well, it just seems a little much, and it's like a little over the top, and it's a little this, but some of the music's really great. You know, I like it, but what if this move from being a classical piece to being an electronic piece, and we could maybe make the what I've written melodically a little bit more accessible? And what if this stopped being a search for God and started being like maybe not a religious thing, maybe it was like a spiritual thing? So Sacred Spaces, it's funny because I tell my friends, hey, my new album is Sacred Spaces, and they go, wait a second, you've made a religious album. I'm like, no. Sacred Spaces, in the way that eventually the project finished, is about being grateful. It's about gratitude. It's about the people, places, and things in your life. Like, what do you hold sacred to you? And, you know, I'm 54 years old. I've had a very successful career in music. I'm very grateful for it. But I'm looking at what is important to me, who is important to me, and what's not. And I think this album, for me, on a very personal level, is the beginning of the articulation of the gratitude that I have for the people in my life, but also about the experiences and the memories that like have really like formed me as a person.
And what an interesting timeline for this album. I mean, it started, as you mentioned, kind of 2000s, early 2000s, and now to come out during a time when people are thinking about what they're thankful for, you know, this time of quarantine, this time of shutdown, a time of global pandemic. I mean, for you, what was that like releasing this album during this massive shift in our lives?
Haley, I would love to say that I'm a genius who decided that this album was going to come out like at this moment of pandemic. But actually, it came out on March 6th, about a week before all of the original sort of, you know, self, you know, isolation orders came down. And it's been amazing what life this project has found. I get dozens of notes, you know, from Facebook and Instagram and off the website from people saying, thank you for making this album now, because people are relaxing to it. And people are saying, you know, it's bringing my anxiety down. And like, I can sit in a chair and put on my headphones and go on a staycation for 50 minutes and listen to the whole album, you know, from top to bottom. And that makes me incredibly happy. I'm like, I'm not happy about the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic, but at the same time, I love the idea that this music could be offering relief to people, and that it actually can be an oasis for people at a time of great stress.
And for you personally, I mean, you're living in New York City, which is kind of the epicenter for foreclosures and for this pandemic. I mean, how are you doing personally in regards to, you know, being at home and creatively thinking about your music? Has it kind of shifted during this time as well?
I mean, my life is completely different. I mean, I caught a mild case of COVID, and, you know, mild, and I'll say it's the sickest I've ever been in my entire life. And I felt terrible, and I can't even imagine what people in the hospitals are dealing with. So thank goodness it wasn't in my lungs, and thank goodness I didn't go to the hospital. And so this week is really the first week in about a month that I've sort of felt human. And so I'm very, very happy to be talking to you today. And You know, I've lost 8 friends from this, and it's you and you here in New York, you're constantly under the barrage of people who are getting sick and something's happening. And it's very, very, very stressful. And it has completely changed my worldview because, you know, we're here in New York City and the population density is so different than most of the other places in the United States. I mean, most people live in a house and they've got a little bit of, like, maybe they have a little yard or whatever. I live in an apartment building and I have 10 people on top of me. And so, like, so my my frame of reference for how to deal with your neighbors is like, you know, I can't even leave my apartment and go out into the hallway without being like, you know, gloves and mask and, you know, like, you know, ready to rock. I mean, if, you know, it's not even about going outside. So so for me, I'm looking at this entire experience as I'm grateful for what we have. I'm grateful for the opportunity to go out into the world on Saturday. My wife and I and the dog, we went out for our first big walk sort of post-COVID. And I mean, it was like I've never felt the sun before. It was like a very emotional experience for me. And at the same time, I know for a lot of people who, you know, they don't even have the opportunity to go outside. So like I'm just very grateful for the whole thing.
And do you think musically and in your writing that it's going to affect your writing kind of moving forward out of this period?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I've been doing every couple of days is I've been kind of doing an improvisation or laying down something that like I'm working on and like posting a video on Facebook and Instagram and sort of giving sort of people sort of like a snapshot of like where my brain is. And I think being able to still create music a little bit, even when I was so sick, was one of the things that helped me get better quicker because like I could keep my brain active and I could keep kind of that happening. But I know my music is going to be completely different on the other end of this. And what's really interesting is Sacred Spaces is an album that I made alone, and it has, you know, all these textures, and I'm very, very proud of it, and I worked very, very, very hard on it. But I can't wait to get in a room with a bunch of musicians. I want to hug them and be like, okay, great, let's go create some music together. Like, let's go, and let's go create that energy that only happens when you have 2, 3, 5, you know, 10, 15, 20 musicians in a room, because what happens is magic. You know, because all of a sudden you start playing off each other and it's a completely different kind of experience than creating music when you are working alone. And I think for Sacred Spaces, I was very inspired by the music. I was very inspired by the sound. But if you're asking how my music is going to change, I can definitely tell you that, you know, a 2021 project or a 2022 project of me is going to be like me in a room with a bunch of people. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about the sound on this project, on Sacred Spaces, because you mentioned the textures. There's a wonderful sound design to this album. There's some atonal sounds. I think it opens, the whole album opens with like sounds of birds chirping. For you, you're someone who works in sound design, but also someone who is a composer creating melodic lines. What's the difference for you in working on creating pieces of atonal sounds, sound design, versus composing melodic music?
Wow. Do you have like an hour? Because we could dive deep into this pool. I think the short answer to your question is there's no difference. Because when I am working on like a melodic piece, it exists as sort of an absolute thing. Then I start figuring out how is this piece going to be set. So that's going to be a combination of like sort of harmonically, how is it going to be set and what instruments are going to play it. So unlike a lot of ambient composers who do electronic music, I had a lot of melodic material written before I created the first sound for this album. And so keeping the integrity of the melodies for this album was really, really important to me. And I also knew that the melodies were strong enough where I could do a lot of non-tonal things that were both going to set off those sounds and put them in a slightly different context. So I did a lot of things with voices. I processed voices where it became non-tonal. So not necessarily singing, but maybe chanting and talking. It almost like what like Steve Reich does with stuff where he takes vocals and he processes them. And I did that on this against very tonal, very melodic music. And what it does is, again, it brings out the melody, and it also gives it a very interesting sort of third dimension behind it where you're like, I'm not sure what that is, but wow, that's really cool. So it's not necessarily like a note or a chord that you can point to, but it does give all of the sound a dimensionality to it. So one of the things that I've learned as a sound designer for commercials is, how do you make sound, even in something like television, feel like three dimensions? And so, like, so there's a front, a middle, and a back to sounds. And so I really brought that kind of concept to how I was going to make a lot of the environments on this album, because I knew the melodic material was going to be strong enough to be able to support that.
And then also creating the album, I mean, the succession of songs. I think about creating a playlist and how you want each song to flow well into the other. For you, was it about thinking of it as a concept album, of each piece being a puzzle piece that connects to a bigger picture?
You know, Haley, that is a huge, awesome question. One of my little traditions when I make an album is I write all of the titles to all of the songs down first before I've really sort of finished all the music. So I had all of the titles sort of laid out almost in order. I think I rearranged one or two things, but I pretty much had the beginning to the end of the album kind of from the beginning. And then I started taking all of that sort of old classical material and sort of saying, okay, where do I want to populate it inside of these titles that I have? And then I started building sound for it. So it became that I had a frame, I had sort of a theoretical frame for how each of these pieces were going to go from the very beginning. And I, for me, that helps me focus. And also, I like the idea that my music is going to have a programmatic arc to it. Like, I actually know that the story that I'm telling in the song has got a beginning and a middle and end to it.
Well, I'm excited to share this album with our listeners, and I'm excited to hear your next work. I think, you know, in the day-to-day here and now, it's hard to plan ahead, but it is exciting to think about how this whole pandemic, this whole quarantine, this shutdown is going to be affecting people's art, and how the new art that is going to be coming out in this next season, I think, is going to be really exciting and probably something people will accept with open arms, this kind of new period of life when you're able to go outside and experience the art again. So,
Haley, absolutely. One of the coolest things that's happening right now, if there's a good thing that's happening during the pandemic, is I'm reaching out to other artists and colleagues, and everybody's home. So we're having conversations and we're talking about stuff. And so, like, I've got like the next couple of years of collaborations kind of like laid out just from being home for a couple of months. And it wouldn't have happened without this. So in a weird way, I'm grateful for the opportunity to sort of hit pause on regular life. But when we get to the other end of this, like, our lives are not going to go back to the way they were before. They just can't.
Well, I'm so glad to have the opportunity to interview you today for Classical Conversations. And again, to share this album, this new album, with our listeners. That's Sacred Spaces, music of Michael Whalen. Thank you so much for joining us here on FM 91.
Haley, thank you so much for the opportunity.